Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I love receiving gifts. To write thank you notes, not so much. And I hate it when people give me something so extravagant that I really should reciprocate. Last week, Florida's governor flew almost 50 Venezuelans to Martha's Vineyard. It was a bonus for Massachusetts, which greeted the migrants warmly. You see, the state has a labor shortage and an aging population. As a sometime Bay Stater myself, I feel we ought to ship the governor a nice gift in return, ideally something he can't get at home. So I made a list. 1. Books. Florida politicians have banned hundreds of titles from their schools and public libraries. Refilling the shelves would be a nice gesture. 2. Teachers. Florida is short nearly 10,000 of them, mostly because of low pay and politicians meddling in the curriculum. 3. Democrats. They used to make up a majority of registered Florida voters. Not anymore. Massachusetts, meanwhile, has a surplus of Dems. 4. Health insurance. Massachusetts boasts America's lowest rate of uninsured residents. Florida, one of the highest. Let's even things up. 5. Hills. Massachusetts has lots of them, especially in the Berkshires. Most Floridians live barely a foot above sea level and a few miles from the coast. They'll soon be underwater from climate change, so let's ship them some higher ground. 6. Roundabouts, sometimes called rotaries. These traffic-calming intersections are a Bay State specialty. They could save lives in Florida, which doesn't seem to have speed limits. 7. Deer ticks. Florida has few. Massachusetts, many. Enough said. 8. Bulletproof vests. Florida's gun death rate is 4 times that of Massachusetts. 9. Snakebite medicine. Florida is home to every venomous serpent species in the country, including the two-legged kind. 10. Women. Florida has far fewer of those for every man than Massachusetts does. To understand why, just ask Florida women. I could go on, but my purpose here is to stimulate generous thoughts. I invite Bay Staters to come up with their own gift ideas, something our friends in Florida would treasure forever, something that reflects the spirit of its governor's decision to bless our state with a cruel, craven, possibly illegal publicity stunt. After all, it's the thought that counts. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.